Every morning I watch you walk into the office in your business suit and matching shoes. With your hair put up neatly, you tug at your glasses and you sit down just three desks down. And I watch you in the fluorescent glare, and my mind drifts away somewhere. And I see you in a different light, and your hair falling down with love in your eyes. In my mind, you're a beautiful sight. I see you in a different just the way I saw you last night. Well, there's girls at the office, the guys always notice when they walk by, but you're not the type. They don't know what I know. Some things just don't show through tailored tweeds. That's fine with me. Let them all think what they want to. As for me, when I look at you, I see you in a different light, and your hair falling down with love in your eyes.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Much of Houston and southeast Texas still picking up the pieces following a volatile night of storms. At least four deaths confirmed. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo says it will take days to assess the damage.
We know there was a tornado in Bridgeland and Cypress, which opened into really high winds into the downtown metro area and then toward the bay.
More than 700 customers remain without power. Number one golfer in the world, Scottie Scheffler, arrested this morning in Louisville, Kentucky, after attempting to drive past an officer and roadblock for an unrelated fatal accident. Scheffler apologized in a statement after he was processed and released, and he went on to play in the PGA Championship today. House Speaker Mike Johnson said the personal attacks that unfolded at a House hearing between Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene and Democrats Jasmine Crockett and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was not a good look, saying decorum is important to maintain. This is ABC News. Tensions are escalating in the skies above the Korean Peninsula.
South Korean and U.S. fighters in drills over central South Korea. The F-35s and F-22s alternating between attack and defense modes. Riled by the activity, which it sees as an invasion rehearsal, the North then fired suspected short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast. In recent months, it's extended its weapons testing as part of its efforts to enlarge and modernize its capabilities while diplomacy remains stalled. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A warning from Sony Music Group to artificial intelligence companies. In a letter to 700 AI developers, Sony Music is prohibiting them from using its music for training or developing AI without explicit permission. The company asked the AI developers to provide details of its music used by next week. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Abundant sunshine today and summer-like temperatures for the entire weekend. In fact, today we'll climb to the upper 70s and flirt with 80 degrees, and then we soar into the mid-80s for tomorrow. Chances of showers and thunderstorms fire up in the afternoon. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. Attorneys for the man accused in the death of Shoddy Robinson will receive more time to review that case. Ted Allen has more.
Maxwell Anderson is accused of killing the 19-year-old Milwaukee woman and dismembering her body following their first date on April 1st. In court Thursday, Anderson's defense attorney, Anthony Cotton, says they've been provided a hard drive from the state with police reports, surveillance video, and crime lab reports. That's a decision that frustrates Robinson's family.
One person is dead after Beloit police shot and killed a stabbing suspect. Officers were called to a home on Thursday and found a woman who had been stabbed and a person with a knife. That person threatened another occupant of the home. Officers attempted to use less than lethal options to subdue the suspect, but then shot them. That person died at the scene. The woman who was stabbed was taken to a hospital for treatment. The Department of Justice is handling the investigation. That's news. I'm Raymond Newbert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select AK System battery tool sets. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid on select AK System sets for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Getting ready to take on spring? Create your own outdoor oasis with legendary steel tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, count on Steel to get it done this spring. Right now, save $30 on the American-made FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, Bowerville Tire and Service Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, and Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. It is a special time of year for area high school seniors as they are graduating. Tonight, 74 students will receive their diplomas from the Durand, Arkansas School District. The ceremony will be held at the Bowerbilt Sports Complex starting at 7 o'clock tonight. We will provide a live stream of the graduation on the live streaming page of the WRDN website, the Durand, Arkansas YouTube channel, and NTEC Channel 99. The suspect in the May 10th robbery of the Circle C convenience store on Broadway Street in Menominee has been arrested. According to Menominee police, 43-year-old Andrew Horner of Menominee was arrested on Wednesday. Horner has been charged with armed robbery with threat of force, carrying a concealed knife, manufacture of drug paraphernalia, and possession of THC. He's currently being held in the Dunn County Jail. The Pepin County Register of Deeds is now offering a property fraud alerts for property and homeowners. Property Fraud Alert is an online subscription service that allows individuals to have their name monitored within the county register's office in order to track possible fraudulent recordings that would adversely affect their property. The service is free to all home and property owners. The service is available by visiting propertyfraudalert.com. You can also call the Pepin County Register of Deeds for more information. The Chippewa County Courthouse will be getting a new full-time security officer. The county board approved the new position this week as a response to the arrest of a man accused of making threats to shoot up the building online. Harley Akala was arrested last May and is currently committed to a hospital for mental health treatment. He will go back into custody when he is done with that treatment, and a Zoom hearing is scheduled at the end of July. The new officer will give additional protection to visitors and workers at the courthouse. UW La Crosse is receiving more funding for science programs. The university announced Thursday the science department will receive $2.8 million in endowment funding to help pay for new science education fellowships. That donation will fund a new position in the science faculty and permanently establish positions for the campus water science major. The announcement comes at a time when many UW campuses are facing staffing cuts and budget shortfalls. With the Memorial Day holiday just around the corner, a lot of folks will be in the outdoors, and Pepin County Health Department is reminding everyone to be on the lookout for ticks and also to prevent tick bites that could lead to Lyme disease. Some ways to prevent tick bites: tuck in your pants into your socks. Wear tall boots if you're going out into the woods. Use bug spray with at least a 30% DEET concentration. And also perform daily tick checks anytime you're done spending time outside. Also, don't forget to treat your pets, especially dogs, as they do have a high risk of bringing ticks into the home. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture will be spraying for spongy moth in Buffalo County today. Plains will spray a product called 4A48B, a naturally occurring soil bacteria that kills spongy moth caterpillars feeding on tree foliage. BTK is not toxic to people, bees, pets, or other animals, and is approved for use in or certified organic food production. It breaks down in sunlight within a few days after application. People who have allergies may wish to stay indoors or leave the area until treatment is done. The yellow planes are loud and fly low, just above the tree canopy, which may frighten pets or livestock. Those with animals may use their discretion to reduce stress by keeping those animals indoors and monitoring their behavior during the aerial treatment. After years of planning and construction, the Gunderson Tri-County Hospital is formally open. The ribbon cutting this week, it marked the culmination of work that began with groundbreaking in March of 2022 and the welcoming of its first patients last July. The hospital in Whitehall is seen as a major step toward providing rural health care for an estimated 20,000 people in the region. It's double the size of the original hospital that was built in the 1960s. It features 24 beds with improved emergency room services and 2 trauma bays. Second quarter grants were recently awarded by the Pierce Pepin Cares, the charitable foundation of Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, to 6 local nonprofits. The Durand Fire Relief Association received a $500 grant toward a new tender truck. Other grant recipients include Healing Play Incorporated, the Pierce County Historical Association, the Prescott Fire Department, and the River Bluff Humane Society. Pierce Pepin Cares is funded by Pierce Pepin Co-op members who round up their monthly energy bills to the nearest dollar, as well as direct donations. An Eau Claire man has been charged in the beating death of his wife. 81-year-old John Berthold has pleaded guilty to the charges. Berthold entered into a plea deal in which he pleaded guilty to second-degree homicide in the death of his 77-year-old wife, Diane, last July. The police report stated he beat his wife to death with a wine bottle and then tried to commit suicide in their home in Eau Claire. He'll be sentenced in September. Today is National Endangered Species Day, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is marking the occasion by announcing a discount on new license plates. DNR says any Wisconsin resident who purchased new endangered resources plates now through the end of the year will receive a $25 rebate. For the last 3 decades, the sales of endangered resources plates have supported DNR's work in wildlife and nature conservation. For more information on the Endangered Resources Fund or how to get the license plate rebate, search dnr.wisconsin.gov. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
You may not actually own all of those books, songs, and movies that you've bought online. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Risen says you should find out your options for archiving your purchases by downloading it or saving it elsewhere. But she says some services may consider saving your movies or music piracy. So be sure to check the fine print on your user agreement. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Abundant sunshine today and summer-like temperatures for the entire weekend. In fact, today we'll climb to the upper 70s and flirt with 80 degrees, and then we soar into the mid-80s for tomorrow. Chances of showers and thunderstorms fire up in the afternoon.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
DQ presents how to officially start your summer. Step one, head to the perfect spot to kick off the season, DQ. Step two, try the new Summer Blizzard menu. I mean, summer is right there in the name. And step three, dig into flavors like new peanut butter cookie dough party, new picnic peach cobbler, and more. Because with treats like these, every bite feels like you're starting summer off right. But don't wait. These flavors are only around as long as summer is. Make the season official with the new Summer Blizzard menu, only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Golf second major, the PGA Championship underway from Louisville. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Xander Schauffele sits atop the leaderboard after the first round on Thursday. He tied the 18-hole scoring record in a major championship after shooting a 9-under 62. Schauffele holds a three-stroke lead over Tony Finau, Sahith Theegala, and Mark Hubbard. Brewers had the day off yesterday. They'll open a three-game series in Houston against the Astros tonight. Freddy Peralta gets the starting nod for the Crew. The Brewers' bullpen took a step forward on the team's last homestand. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, I think Piamps showed some signs. Koenig continues to be another unknown that nobody knew about that's throwing the ball great. And I was happy for White there at the end, too. Don't know much about him, and, you know, it looks like possibility of him helping us.
According to the Bleacher Report, Brewers 28-year-old shortstop Willie Adames has become a blockbuster trade target of the Boston Red Sox. Adames has 7 homers and 29 RBIs so far this season and is set to become a free agent at the end of the year. NCAA Division III baseball regionals get underway today. WEAC regular season and tournament champion Whitewater opens play against Crown of Minnesota in the opening round today at Whitewater. The top-seeded Warhawks are 35-8. Lacrosse gets an at-large bid. They're another number one seed and will host a 4-team regional today. The Eagles open up against Bethel of Minnesota. Beloit College also with a road game against top-seeded Spalding of Louisville, Kentucky. NBA playoffs, defending champion Denver fell to Minnesota 115-70 last night. That evens the series at 3 apiece. Pivotal Game 7 on Sunday in Denver. The Vikings have added former Packers tight end Robert Tonyan to a free agent contract this season. Tonyan entering his 7th season in the league. He's looking to bounce back from an 11-catch, 112-yard campaign with the Chicago Bears last year. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
Get the most important woman in your life a 5-carat certified colorless tennis bracelet for $1,650. Set in 14-carat gold. Founded by a family of diamond experts for 3 generations. CleanOrigin.com offers hard-to-beat pricing for lab-grown diamonds. Get 10% off when you use code RADIO10 at CleanOrigin.com or one of our 6 store locations.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
It's All-Star Weekend in North Wilkesboro. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The NASCAR All-Star Race is coming back to racing's historic roots. The iconic North Wilkesboro Speedway will play host as an ultra-competitive field, attacks an action-packed short track. And with a $1 million bag on the line, NASCAR superstars will put on a show you won't want to miss. The NASCAR Cup Series All-Star Race at North Wilkesboro, brought to you by Xfinity, Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on FS1.
All-Star Weekend begins today at the North Wilkesboro Speedway in North Carolina with practice and qualifying for Sunday's All-Star Race, the first opportunity for Cup teams to practice on the new surface with the normal prime tire, along with the option tire, which is softer but less durable on a long run. Brad Keselowski credits Goodyear for trying some new options for this weekend's race.
Encouraged by the willingness to try new things, and specifically by Goodyear. Years past, there was a lot of trepidation when it came to ideas of that nature. So to see them actually, you know, kind of walk that walk is kind of fun to be a part of. I hope it pays off. I hope it's an outstanding race. I think it can be.
Our coverage of Cup Series practice begins at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Livestock prefer to stay in the places they're familiar with, but they'll escape if given the opportunity. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Have a plan in place to coax them back to where they belong as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Raised 4-H calves as a kid, and every now and then a calf would escape the corral. It took all of us in the family and sometimes a neighbor to get the calf back in. David Pugh is a former professor of large animal medicine. He says animals get out when the fence is down or the gates left open and they're hungry, thirsty, or scared.
Usually with feed and hay and some buckets to rattle, animals will usually come. Particularly if they know you, you can get them to follow you. Not all of them will, though. It's a slow, deliberate movement into a given area, and hopefully the goal from the sheep or goat or horse or cow standpoint is to get back to an area that they're used to and there's something to eat.
How you approach and move the animals depends on the species. When the pigs are out, grab a piece of plywood. Pigs can't pick their heads up very far, so they'll think it's a wall and will move accordingly. Cattle should be herded uphill and into a place with a circular pattern so they can't see ahead where they're going. If the escapee is a horse, the person who knows the horse best should approach it with a halter and lead line. Pugh says it's very important that everyone helping you knows what the game plan is prior to starting up the roundup process.
If you give a bunch of rednecks and cowboys to go chasing things around, then you're going to have a worse of a problem. So it's got to be a slow, deliberate movement into an area, and everybody that helps do this, you tell them, we're going to do this real slow, and I'm in charge. And if you don't want me to be in charge, then get out right now. We're not going to have an argument in the middle of this thing because that's a bad deal.
Get the animals into a secure, prearranged area while you fix the spot where they got out, because if they got out once, they'll do it again. Find more tips for corralling loose animals at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
73 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit gains in the milk markets. June milk up 35 to 21.47. July up 17 to 20.67. August up 10 to 20.19. September up 17 to 20.04. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, they were higher. Barrels up a half to 212.5. 40-pound blocks up 4.25 to 194.25. 5 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1.5 to 307, and no trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 116.5, no trades. Dry whey steady as well at 41.5, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly higher as the live cattle market sees powerful fundamentals at play as the feedlots are electing to hold out for better cash cattle prices, and traders are confident in advancing the market forward and outside of its sideways trading range. Fundamentals are also helping the feeder cattle market as well. No cash cattle trade has developed yet, but the feedlots are fully committed to getting higher cash prices as they continue to note the increase in boxed beef prices, and that is helping the feeder cattle markets. The hogs, that's not the same story as markets are moving lower. Pork cutout values closed lower Wednesday. The cash hog market hasn't accomplished much this week, and traders are left with a little good news to cling to and are finding it safe to sell the hogs. June live cattle up $1.32 to $1.8035. August up 82 cents to $1.7820. October up 72 cents to $1.8135. May feeder cattle up $1.10 to $2.4595. August up $1.80 to $2.5915. September up $1.75 to $2.6015. Meanwhile, June hogs down $2.12 to $96.25. July down $1.95 to $99.67. August down $1.72 to $99.07. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets moving mostly lower. Little fresh news to entice the bulls into the market. Now, also, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange left their corn production numbers pretty much the same, and that's also pressuring markets. Soybeans all moving higher. Broad support continues as some of the products helping to support soybeans. Also, again, in South America, the Buenos Aires Exchange, they lower the soybean production forecast, and that's also helping to support the markets. Wheat moving mostly lower as well, as the immediate weather and political concerns are easing again, and longs are taking profits after the recent move. Matif wheat was trading sideways after some of those Black Sea port attacks, and the dollar was also firming as well, providing some pressure to the market. Plus, that Kansas wheat tour showed some pretty decent yields for the first time in 3 years. July corn down 5 to 452, September down 4.5 to 463.25, new crop corn down 3.75 to 478. July beans up 8.25 to 1224.5, August up 7 to 1223.75, new crop up 4.75 to 1203.75. July soybean meal down 30 cents to $3.67.40. July soybean oil up 77 cents to 45.29. Chicago wheat, July down 11 to 6.52 and a quarter. September down 10 and a quarter to 6.73 and a quarter. December down 9 and a quarter to 6.97 and three quarters. Wheat markets, July wheat in Minneapolis down 8 and 3 quarters to 7.12. September down 7 and 3 quarters to 7.22 and a half. Energy markets are higher today. June crude oil up 28 cents to 79.51. July up 35 cents to 79.09. June gas and July gas both up 3 cents now. June at 2.56 and July at 2.55. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Well, if the United States continues to lose farmers, we will regret it. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Recent numbers show a drastic loss of farms and farmland across the country over the past 5 years. Industry experts say much of it's caused by inflation and the escalating cost of doing business. Pam Lewison, Agriculture Director at the Washington Policy Center, says, if we continue to lose food producers, we'll regret it.
If you are getting food that is produced locally, you can be assured that it is very safe. It is tested and retested. It is something that is monitored very heavily by the EPA and the FDA and the USDA and WSDA.
Whether you believe it or not, Lewison says the food that we grow is the best in the nation.
We have all of these mechanisms and regulations and controls to ensure that we have the highest quality and the safest food supply in the world.
Without that food, Lewison says, we're at the mercy of other countries.
The minute you start pushing out local producers, that food has to come from somewhere, and you cannot guarantee that those regulations are the same because your food is coming from somewhere else, and they are not held to the same standard that your local producers are held to.
It's not wrong to expect high-quality food, but farmers need our help, she says.
You know, we have this desire for these very high quality standards. But on the other hand, we want food to cost very little and we want it to be widely available and we want it to be available year round.
Lewison says that regardless of what some may say about farming practices, your local farmer has your back. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer.
Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. High interest rates are eating into farmers' bottom lines across the country. Tate Berg, Senior Agriculture Coordinator for the Minneapolis Federal Reserve, says farmers here in the 9th Federal Reserve District have seen interest rates double in the last few years.
Since about early 2021, interest rates for ag producers have increased around 400 basis points. And what that equates to is 4% interest. To put it into perspective, in 2021, during renewal season, a lot of ag producers were getting around 4.5% to 4.6% interest rate for their production loans. Now in 2023, they were being charged about 8.5%. So that's a pretty big increase over 2 years.
In putting the numbers together for a recent article, Berg found that agriculture producers in the 9th District paid more than $800 million in interest expenses in 2023. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is calling on the 6 Class 1 railroads to address severe staffing shortages that are endangering workers, increasing risk of derailments, and raising costs for farmers, businesses, and consumers. She wants the railroads to provide an update on their long-term staffing strategies to get back on track. Farmer manufacturers, paper mills, energy producers, and other industries are dependent on efficient and cost-effective freight rail, Baldwin said. Recently, service levels from Class 1 railroads experienced severe disruptions, and certain metrics, particularly staffing, have yet to return to pre-COVID-19 levels. That means that much of the industry is reversing any progress it's made so far. Since implementing a strategy to reduce costs by using longer trains and fewer staff, Class 1 railroads have reduced overall staff numbers by 30%. That's compared to a 3% decrease in carloads and a 1% drop in tons of freight. House Agriculture Committee Ranking Member David Scott of Georgia and Senate Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow of Michigan issued a statement on farm bill development. House and Senate Democrats remain committed to passing a strong bipartisan farm bill that strengthens the farm and family safety nets and invests in our rural communities, they said. America's farmers, families, workers, and rural communities deserve the certainty of a 5-year farm bill, and everyone knows it must be bipartisan to pass. The Democratic leaders also say House Republicans are undermining the goal by proposing policies that split the coalition that's always been the foundation of a successful farm bill. We need a farm bill that holds the coalition together and upholds the historic tradition of providing food assistance to our most vulnerable Americans while keeping our commitment to farmers every day, they also said. They said they are willing to work on a truly bipartisan farm bill. The United Soybean Board is pleased to announce Clean Label Solutions as this year's Soy Innovation Challenge Grand Prize winner. Through a proprietary fermentation process, Clean Label Solutions delivers high-value beef and dairy cattle feed from soybeans and soybean meal. U.S. soybean farmers produce the high-quality and eco-friendly feed ingredient for the livestock supply chain. In trials of Clean Label Solutions products, cattle could digest 30% of the soy protein that would otherwise pass through the animal without use, and that boosts milk and meat production while curbing methane emissions. A new report from The Hill says that pharmaceutical, manufacturing, and agriculture interests have combined to spend over $400 million lobbying Congress on the new farm bill. The Union for Concerned Scientists say that's more than 4 times the amount of money spent by the public sector and civil society. The report also found that between 2019 and 2023, agribusinesses, food and agriculture industry associations, and other interest groups reported a combined $523 million in federal lobby expenditures on disclosure reports that listed Farm Bill among the specified lobbying issues. Lobbying by the agribusiness sector has steadily increased, the report says. In just the last 5 years, the agribusiness sector's annual lobbying expenditures have risen 22%, totaling more on federal lobbying than the oil and gas industry and the defense sector. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 here on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Summer-like temperatures expected in our ag weather forecast as warm air begins to move in from the west and south. In fact, some parts of western Minnesota could actually see 90s by this weekend. We won't see anything like that as we will have a cold front passing through the region here, at least tonight, to cool things down just a bit. But we will have warmer temperatures here on Saturday and Sunday. And we'll even have some rain chances as well into next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a slight chance of a shower, highs 78 to 83, relative humidities at 35 to 40%, south winds at 11 to 16, about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 58 to 63, relative humidities at 73 to 78%, south winds at 6 to 11. For Saturday, partly sunny, highs 78 to 83, relative humidities at 33 to 38%, south winds at 11 to 16, shifting to the west. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 65 to 70. Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, highs 65 to 70. And for Thursday, partly sunny, another chance of rain, highs once again 65 to 70.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I've been a walking heartache, I've made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I wanna be. But you stay here right beside me and watch as a storm blows through, and I need you. 'Cause God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say it's true. God gave me you. Gave me you. We're seeing a divine conspiracy, that you, an angel lovely, could somehow fall for me. You'll always be love's great martyr, and I'll be the flattered fool, and I need you. Yeah, God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say it's true. God gave God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say it's true. God gave me you.
Believing at my suitcase by the door, my taxi's on its way, I can't take it anymore. Lately you've forgotten what loving is about. Well, now you've got 5 minutes to figure it out. Tell me what I needed to hear. You've got 5 minutes to show me that you're really sincere. That's not much time to change my mind. It'll take a miracle, no doubt. And you've got 5 minutes to figure it out. Here's what I've got to say. You better do some talking, 'cause my taxi's on its way. We used to set the nights on fire, now every day is the same. Well, now you've got 5 minutes to kindle the flame. Not much time to change my mind. It'll take a miracle, no doubt. And you've got 5 minutes to figure it out. You could start to please don't leave me, and end with I love you. And if you'd only kiss me the way
Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Mm-hmm. take off time to time with those crazy friends of mine. Head out on steel horses with wheels and we ride. We burn up that road to old Mexico, blend in with the desert, just we amigos, and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take the long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such, cowboys like us. We talk about living, babies and women, all that we've lost and all we've been given. We sing about true love, lie about things we ain't done. Drink one more cold one, come morning, get up, and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such, for cowboys like us. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take the long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such, for cowboys like us. Cowboys.
If you're coming with me, you need nerves of steel, 'cause I take corners on two wheels. But it's a never-ending circus ride. Faint of heart need not apply.